Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Welcome back. This is You Better You Bet coming at you on a Friday here on the BetMGM Network, presented by, of course, BetMGM. Femi Abebefe hanging with you guys this afternoon. 40 minutes from now, we'll be joined by Nick Kostos with his thoughts on last night's Bills victory over the Miami Dolphins. Buffalo wins it 31-21. Nick liked Miami plus the points. That gets home. I like the over. Shout out to Matt Prater for finally making a kick at the end of the game. So that gets home. Like, honestly, if the over didn't cash after the way that game had started out, and like the way those teams are moving the ball, and it was like that Prater like chunked field goal attempt that he tried in the first half, if that was the difference, I would not have lost my bleep, because like our survivor entry made it through. So like the vibes were always going to be good, but like that would have been very, very annoying had that not gone over. So the fact that they kicked the field goal at the end of the game there and it cashed the over ticket, that was good to see to wrap up the night. 20 minutes from now, though, we will get into some of the popular betting sides for week three in the NFL. Also, I'm on a solo mission survivor entry. I'm going to talk that out in the next segment as well. And then we'll break down the Major League Baseball slate, because we have some awesome games on deck. Kind of joked about how baseball doesn't have meaningful games. These games are actually very, very meaningful. And I will be locked in the game in Houston tonight between the Mariners and the Astros, with the AL West hanging in the balance with the two teams tied at 84-69. But enough of that. We'll get to that shortly. But joining us right now, like he does each and every weekday at 3:20 Eastern, it's our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Bill, what's going on, man? What were your thoughts from last night's TNF game that saw Buffalo improve to 3-0?
Well, like you said, Femi, a perfect night for Nick Kostos. He gets Miami to cover and his survivor advances. So I know he was flying high earlier this morning, but I'm with you. The idea that the Miami Dolphins need to all be patted on the back because they were mostly competitive against Buffalo, they still lost by two scores. This is not horseshoes where it counts if you got close enough. It's ridiculous conversation going on around this team. All they did was be close enough where Mike McDaniels, like you said, if they cover, Mike McDaniels doesn't get fired. That's about all they accomplished.
Yes.
Which probably is bad in the long run.
I thought I was taking crazy pills last night. am I just drowsy? Am I imagining this happening? Like what is this conversation? Like, oh, good job by the Dolphins. Like, it was weird. I thought it was incredibly strange.
Yeah.
And you know what? Because I've been very critical of him, and I'll give him credit. Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel, he said after the game, "We're never proud of a loss. We refuse to take moral victories." He's the only one that's being normal. Like, everyone else was like, "Oh, I thought they were going to lose by 35. They only lost by 10. Like, come on, guys. It's a football game. It's a division game. These could go either way. I just thought it was very, very odd that everyone was like tripping over themselves to praise Miami just for covering the point spread. Like, they're 0-3 and the season's over. Like, come on, folks. Knock it off. All right, enough of that. We've buried the Dolphins enough. I'm sure we'll have more opportunities later on this season to do so as well. Let's get to the top stories on this Friday. Bill, what's the number one thing we need to know this afternoon?
Femi, this is a story we have been following all week, and that is the sprained knee of Jaden Daniels. We heard it reported at the beginning of the week. We've been following it as he's been a DNP at practice all week. And today we learn that Daniels will, in fact, miss the contest against the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. Game is in Washington, and the Commanders will be turning to Marcus Mariota to try and secure the win. Femi, the Commanders now sit as a 2.5-point favorite. Total points, 43.5 over at BetMGM.
Yeah, it's a bummer for Washington. You know, we didn't want to freak out about this news on Wednesday or even on Thursday, as we all said that he was not going to practice Thursday, and that's what happened. It was like, hey, like Friday's going to be the big day. And even when they reported, or prior to the official announcement, they're like, oh, Daniels is not on the practice field. I didn't like freak out. I was like, well, that's kind of what happened last year against Chicago, wasn't it? He wasn't on the practice field, and then he practiced when the media left, and then he ended up playing in the game, and we all know how that went later on that weekend. But this was different. Like 20 minutes after the tweets about him not being on the field, boom, he's ruled out Marcus Mariota as the starter. So this Daniels injury, maybe this is not like your run-of-the-mill, okay, he just has to miss a game, maybe he'll be fine next week. We're going to have to once again keep an eye on this next week. Now, I know they listed him as limited. He was able to do some stuff out there on the practice field, but the fact that they were hiding him and they didn't want him doing stuff when the media was there, I'd be a little bit pessimistic for Jaden Daniels next week. In week four. So that's the Daniels side of it. As for what's going to happen on the game on Sunday, I like the Raiders. And I know like usually we go to the fallen hero spot, and this would be one of them to say, hey, let's lay the three with Mariota with Daniels out. Maybe the market's gone too far. I don't know, man. I think that this should be under a field goal. And at some sports books, you can still get three. At three, it's a bet on Las Vegas. Am I guaranteeing that the Raiders are going to win? No. They have their warts and their flaws, as we all saw this past Monday against the Chargers. But this is a very valuable bet, in my opinion, because Pete Carroll, coming off of a loss where his team was embarrassed, and traditionally as well, because I know this always factors into the handicap. Oh, look, West Coast team having to go east for an early kickoff game. Go look up Pete Carroll's ATS numbers in this kind of situation when he was in Seattle. His teams always overperformed. They outperformed expectations. He got them ready to roll. So I don't think that's going to be an issue, this East Coast travel, having to go to Landover, Maryland to play this game. So give me Geno Smith in a bounce back game. As we've said, Geno tends to have some bad games, tend to have some elite games, but then most of the time is like the 15th best quarterback. I think he'll be more normal Geno Smith. And normal Geno Smith, I think, wins this game. I think the Commanders' run game becomes less dynamic with Mariota now in that quarterback as opposed to Jaden Daniels. Mariota can move, but he can't move like Jaden Daniels. And I have questions about the rest of that old roster for Washington. So I'm going with the Raiders +3. I like a little bit of Raiders money line +145 as well. Feels like a coin flip game, and we're getting a field goal. I'll take that with the better quarterback and the better head coach with Carroll and Geno as opposed to Quinn and Mariota. So give me the silver and black. Let's get to 2-1 and let's get back on track. Bill, hit me with the next story.
Green Bay Packers tight end Tucker Kraft injured his knee in Thursday's practice, and head coach Matt LaFleur said that Kraft's just a tweak on the knee and it wasn't a long-term injury. But regardless, Femi, Kraft is questionable and considered a game-time decision when the Packers travel to Cleveland to take on the Browns.
Yeah, Green Bay has not come out and said this yet, but my guess is that he's not going to play on Sunday. Like, just reading the tea leaves and how Matt LaFleur is talking and being like, oh, like, you know, it's uncertain. And like, oh, well, he doesn't have to go on IR. Like, when we start at doesn't have to go on IR, it doesn't usually bode well for playing later that weekend. So I would guess that Tucker Kraft is out on Sunday. It's just a guess. I don't have any inside information. We're not going to find out until tomorrow at the earliest, 90 minutes prior to kickoff at the latest. So I'm going ahead and operating under the assumption that he will not be playing. And if he doesn't play in the game, it does get a little bit interesting, doesn't it? Like, Jaden Reed's already out. Christian Watson still rehabbing his ACL injury. If you remove Tucker Kraft, who's been playing like a top five tight end, we're starting to get thin at the pass catching department. Now, they still have my guy, Dontavian Wicks. They still have Romeo Doubs. They have the rookie, Matthew Golden. So there's players who are talented, but you're going up against a defense in Cleveland that's actually been really good this season. They got blown out last week, 41-17 against Baltimore, but it wasn't on the defense. You look at those Ravens offensive numbers, not impressive at all. 4 yards per play, fewer than 300 yards. It was just the turnovers. That was the issue for Cleveland. It wasn't that they just got ran off the field by Baltimore. And think about how we all feel about the Ravens offense. It's one of the best in the league. It's even better than Green Bay's. And I say that as someone who loves the Packers this year. So I think that this game right now over at BetMGM, where it's an 8-point spread and other sports books have it at 7.5, I think we're going to end up closing like 7.5 heavily juiced towards Cleveland. I don't think we're going to hit 7 because at that point, I think you're going to get too many people who are interested in Green Bay. But if I had to bet this game, and I'm not because I think the market's just right, if I had to bet it, I would probably be on the Cleveland side. And it sounds disgusting to say out loud with Joe Flacco against that Packers defense led by Micah Parsons. Like, that's going to be a problem. Like, maybe the under ends up just being the play here at 41.5. But totals haven't been doing that great for me, although we did get last night. But totals haven't been that fun, so I think I'm just going to pass the game. But I think that this feels like one of those, whoa, Green Bay's only up 17-14 in the fourth quarter. What's going on here? Let's add that to the quad box. I think this might be one of those kinds of games where if you're on the Packers and Survivor, if you have Packers and Moneyline parlays, you're sweating a little more than you thought you would prior to kickoff. So just be careful with this Packers-Browns game. I wouldn't be going too willy-nilly and tying it to everything that you like this weekend because it could get off the rails, and on any given Sunday, maybe, just maybe, the Browns actually pull off the massive upset. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Femi, it's the tush push because it never goes away. NFL has told officials they need to clamp down on policing the play, specifically when it comes to false starts. There was plenty of buzz after instant replay showed there was a false start that was missed by referees and with a successful tush push late in the game against the Kansas City Chiefs. We know the NFL isn't a fan of this play, Femi, and they are going to try and do anything to make sure it gets neutralized.
I mean, we knew this was going to be the case, right? Especially on the broadcast of the game last Sunday, Dean Blandino is saying, like, I'm just done with the tush push. like the league clearly hates this play. And it is like in the defense of the officials, which I've never said in my life, but in the defense of the officials, it does seem like an impossible play to try to officiate. Now, they're saying that they're going to call it tight, and they're saying they're going to keep a close eye on this thing. Does that maybe kind of like bring the tush push from like 100% success rate to like 95%? Perhaps it could, because like there's been multiple times, not just last week, multiple times where it's like, all right, they're either offsides or false starting. Something is happening here that's not legal. Like, I don't have an issue with the play. I just want it to be officiated like every other play is officiated, where you can't just have all your offensive linemen be hanging out in the neutral zone. Like, that's not a thing that seems to be fair to the opposition. So let's see what happens this week. Does it mean like no, now the Eagles are vulnerable? No, come on, knock it off. The Eagles are going to be fine. But these other teams that run it and don't run it to the same efficiency level as Philadelphia, maybe it deters them from running it if they know that this is going to be called a little bit tighter. And maybe we go back to the old-fashioned goal line offenses as opposed to the tush-push rugby-style offense that we see in the NFL. But I think it's more of a curiosity than like a big betting takeaway heading into a weekend with this increased emphasis on making sure that we don't see false starts and offsides with the play that has the whole football world in a tizzy. Bill, hit me with the next one.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Femi, let's move over to college football because Ole Miss sophomore starting quarterback Austin Simmons is unlikely to play tomorrow against Tulane. That would be Simmons' second straight missed game with an ankle injury. Now, the number 13 Rebels are going to be turning to Trinidad Chambliss, their QB2 is senior, to try and secure the victory over the Green Wave.
Yeah, it's most famous Trinidad since Trinidad James. I mean, like, that's like, I saw this name earlier. I was like, Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, that's a hell of a name. Absolutely love it. Usually, as we do on this show, like, you have the fallen hero spot, and then there's a spot after the fallen hero spot where you once again fade the team with the injured star player. Now, Austin Simmons has gotten off to a little bit of a shaky start this year. I think the Kentucky game was more so about this injury, which is why he's been hanging out over the last couple of weeks. My thing with Ole Miss, though, as it always has been, like, I think they're actually going to be fine in this game against Tulane. Tulane's pretty talented. Tulane is a potential CFP contender, perhaps. At least that's how they were talked about earlier this summer. I just think that right now, Lane Kiffin's teams against, like just absolutely inferior opponents, they're always the nuts. Like, these are the spots where you want to back Ole Miss. So if the betting market wants to continue to bet against Ole Miss, I'll be there to line up and once again back the Rebels. Like, we're down to 11. In some spots, if this was opening at 12.5, let's keep going down more. Go down to 10.5, maybe even 10. At some point tomorrow, I will bet the Ole Miss Rebels to win this football game and to cover this football game against Tulane. I think they're going to be A-OK. It's more system than actual talent, as we saw when Austin Simmons filled in for Jackson Dart last year for that one drive against Georgia. Bill, hit me with the next one.
I mean, a little WNBA on a Friday because no Caitlin Clark, no problem. The Indiana Fever win 87-85 over the Atlanta Dream. They win the series 2-1 and advance to the WNBA semifinals.
Yeah, I mean, I got a fever as somebody who liked to bet Atlanta and had them tied to Minnesota. Like, geez, I did not expect this. I thought we were going to get Minnesota, Atlanta in the WNBA finals. This comes as a surprise to me that this happened. And, like, shout out to the Fever and, like, what they've been able to accomplish without Caitlin Clark. That team is ready to roll. And I think it makes it kind of disappointing that we had the Clark injury riddled season because, like, they might have been, like, the story of the league. Had she been out there and they were playing like this and like wouldn't been one of the juggernauts. Instead, it's kind of like this scrappy team led by Kelsey Mitchell, who's been really good. Aaliyah Boston's really stepped up as well, kind of back to her form. Like, this team has been really, really solid. Now, unfortunately for Indiana, they have to go up against Las Vegas in this next series. The Aces, a -1100 favorite to advance to the WNBA Finals. Why is that the case? Well, they just happen to have the best player in the league in Asia Wilson. Like, it's a Cinderella run that unfortunately is going to strike midnight when they take on Las Vegas starting this Sunday. But just want to give them a nice shout out. That was a big time victory to get that done on the road from behind. Shout out to the Fever. And unfortunately for me, these links over dream bets will not be able to cash. Bill, hit me with the final one before we head to break.
All right, Femi, some NBA news in September. Heat guard Tyler Hero had foot surgery and he is going to miss the start of the season.
Yeah, I mean, this is like, I know people were kind of getting mad at Hero, like Miami Heat fans saying, oh, like why didn't he have the surgery earlier and this and that? It's like, bro, you have surgery. You go under the knife, man. Nobody wants to do that, you know? Like, I get it sometimes when guys are like, you know what? Like, let's see if we can make it through and not have to get the surgery. Unfortunately, like, there was a foot injury that was bothering him. Then he injured the ankle. Clearly, at that point, he's like, all right, let me just go ahead and get this thing done, and I'll hopefully be good to go come October, November, and all throughout the rest of the NBA regular season. But on a whole, though, keep your eye on the Miami Heat, because with Eric Spoelstra and that team, I think they've actually built a solid squad to where maybe the Heat this year exceed expectation as opposed to what we saw just last season. All right, on the other side, we'll talk Survivor, popular betting sides in the NFL, and of course, tonight's MLB slate. This is You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.